It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
Rise and shine.
Oh, yeah. It's 8 minutes past six right now.
Oh, that's the song that has the...
Every time we hear that song, are you going to mention that?
Yep.
Okay.
It's important.
Okay.
You need to know. We all need to know.
Sure.
No, we don't need to know.
That's okay.
Am I speaking? Is this mic on? Are we live? Oh.
So yesterday morning about this time, we spoke about sleep deprivation and a new study that had come out. And it showed kind of some key points about sleep deprivation. And so I can't even speak this morning. And like some of the signs that you're sleep deprived that you may not be seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. So they were cognitive tasks. What is cognitive?
Like brain tasks to your brain. So you know, okay, how you good. Do brain training and stuff?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So memory and cognitive tasks were the big two things, saying if you got less than 6 hours of sleep a night,
yeah,
you would be completely impaired to do standard cognitive and memory tests. It would be fivefold worse, pretty much. And the most alarming thing is that the study found most people didn't actually notice the effects of undersleeping, and they even felt reported feeling alert.
Well, this is it, right? Yesterday, I knew I was tired.
Mm.
I didn't think much more about it. And I was pretty alert, I thought. I went to dance. I did a whole heap of work here. I worked on some props.
Yeah.
I came back to work after dance.
It's a productive day.
It felt like
somehow
a really productive day until I got home. Now, I got home at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
It was a 12-hour day.
It was a long one. And all of a sudden, my phone comes up saying, "You have voicemails." I was like, "Oh, that's weird. I don't have any missed calls."
So did it ring?
No. So I called voicemail and it was all crackly. And I'm like, right, I've lost a bit of reception or something. Mm. I'll restart the phone.
Yeah.
I restart the phone. I get 5 text messages, 3 missed calls.
Uh-oh. You've missed something.
I've missed 2 big things.
Oh, you missed
2
something.
2 really important things, right? And like, not even missed like, oh, I've got to remember to do that. As in like, did not even like cross my mind.
Yep. You didn't go, oh, there is something I've got to do.
Yeah, you know how sometimes you have those days? Nap. I had so many other things I was thinking of.
That is insane, isn't it? It is scary to think that.
Yep.
And if you don't get pulled up on it, you'll never know.
Exactly.
So you just think, yeah, no, all good.
So there were 2 things and they were really important. The first one, we were going to meet up with Karen, who's a big ambassador of Are You Okay Day. And we speak to her around Are You Okay Day every year. And she had some great ideas that she wanted to pass by us pretty much. We'd arranged to meet her for coffee.
Yeah.
We'd arranged to see her at the health hut. I can't remember what time still, but we were supposed to be there at some point.
Yeah. 11 o'clock, was it?
Oh, it's something like that. Yeah. And I got all these text messages. Hey, are you still coming?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So she was even there.
Yeah. She went.
You stood her up.
I stood her up for a coffee date.
Claire. Oh, no.
Okay. The next thing was kind of important. I was actually called about it the day before. I got a reminder that I had an appointment and I was like, yep, no problem. That's fine.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, because I got the call during dance, I should probably call them back and double check that time. I can't remember now. Nah, done. That was it. That was the last thought I had of it.
That was the last time you remembered.
And that was my hair appointment.
Oh, no, for the dancing?
Well, no, I was going to go get my hair refreshed before dancing, right?
Okay.
So that it's nice and fresh, looks good, all the rest of it.
Stars of Griffith Dance of Cancer is next weekend.
Yes.
Last day to get your tickets today. 123tix.com.au.
But you can't just like go to a hairdresser and spend 5 minutes on girl's hair. Like, it would be about a 2-hour session for me to get
Even
my hair done.
Blokes need to be 15, so you've got to be at least 6 times that.
Exactly. And so I called, apologized profusely to Alison, or to whoever I was speaking to, on like asking to tell Alison.
Yeah. Is this our individual hair care?
Yeah. Afterwards I was like, how did I forget that?
Yeah.
Like, it was like I had baby brain or something. I can only assume that's what baby brain would be like.
Yeah, that's insane. So when you have a kid soon, you're going to have that. Wait, do you have baby brain or do the babies have baby brain?
No.
It's the parents have baby brain.
Parents get baby brain.
Because of the baby.
Babies already have baby brains.
Oh, true. You don't need, we're not like, I'm not Sam Brain. I'm just a brain.
What?
Can we go back to Karen real quick, that you stood up at the health hut?
Yeah.
What was her reaction?
She was like, it's fine, just like take care of yourself and stuff. But I felt horrible.
Because that just sounds like no one else in that cafe would know what is going
she
on.
She got a free coffee and a muffin, apparently. So
at least, did they blame you?
Probably. Good.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
Claire, we've got some bad news that we spoke about on the show yesterday, and it's something close to my heart.
Yeah.
The new skate park's being built currently next to the PCYC in Griffith.
And I know that you are really excited for this skate park.
Oh, man, I'm going down to the opening. Don't you worry about that. However, it has been set back due to vandals, senseless vandalism, we'll call it. We've got Nathan Farnell on the line. Nathan from the project lead from Urban Design at Griffith City Council. How are you going, mate?
Hey.
Really good, guys. Thank you for the interview.
No problem. Now,
thanks for being with us.
Nathan, the skate park, it's currently being built, but it's been vandalised. What exactly has happened?
Yeah, look, it's really disappointing for a whole number of people, but we've had a couple of people that jumped the fence into the construction site and put their initials into the skate park. Now, that doesn't sound like too bad a thing, except one of the initials is so large and so deeply ingrained into the concrete that we are going to have to replace that feature, and it's going to be quite an expense.
I've been told it's up to probably $5,000, which will come out of taxpayers' locals' pockets.
Yeah, that's right. And the reason it's possibly going to cost so much money is we just have to replace the whole bit. The contractor has done an amazing job. He's fastidious, and he wants to make sure that the park is fantastic to open with, so he's not happy with leaving it the way it is. So,
well, Nathan, it's
we
not
will
just,
have to replace it.
It's not just that, is it? It's also the fact that where they've actually put these initials, it's actually a bit dangerous for any skaters or skateboarders or whatever to actually ride on.
Yeah, it's like a ledge. I'm probably going to get the lingo wrong here, sorry guys. But it's like a ledged rail where riders are meant to sort of ride off the wall. But with the current sort of initials engraved so deeply into the concrete, it's just too dangerous for people to use. So, and look, the people that did it probably didn't realise this.
Yes.
But
it's still not acceptable.
No.
So that's what the message to everybody is. Even if you want to have a bit of fun and, you know, put your engravings in something, it's going to affect a lot more than just putting your initials in there. So at least wait till it's open and then we can see, you know, how creative we can get involved.
Yeah. And Nathan, you are currently trying to find the two people who have put their initials in, is that right?
We are. So there is a police report out. Council have offered $2,000 for any information, and
That's good.
People can contact either council or the police for information if they have any.
Yep, so they can contact the council on 6962 8100 or definitely contact police. Nathan, thank you so much for your time today. I hope we can all recover and enjoy the skate park in hopefully early July if all goes to plan.
Yeah, thanks guys for the support. It's going to be such a fantastic facility. And looking forward to seeing you go at it, Sam.
Oh, mate.
The opening event.
We'll be in touch after this. I am going to get down there and see if my skills are still there from 1999 or whatever it was.
Look, you'll be better than me, I'm sure.
Awesome. All right, let me skate off.
Nathan Farnell, the project leader for the urban design of the Griffith City Council, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we can't wait for the new skate park to open in hopefully around about just over a month.
In June 2018.
It's Guy Sebastian here.
Guy Sebastian is coming.
There's more in this bloodstone. Presented by HIT.
Yeah, that's right. Guy Sebastian is coming to the Griffith Regional Theatre, presented by HIT, next month.
Yes, 12th of June. Yeah. It's going to be Tuesday, 12th of June. It is sold out, and we have your chance to win your last double. Are we going to give someone a call, Claire?
Yes, we are. India is who we picked this morning. Let's give her a call and see if she answers. Come on, India.
Hello, India speaking.
Hey, India. It's Claire and Sam from HIT. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Very well. What are you up to this morning?
Well, I'm actually, if you can believe it, out at Darlington Point looking after someone.
Oh.
What looking after in what way?
I work for Dirribangu. It's Aboriginal Home Care.
Oh, yeah, right. That's cool.
Yeah, very nice.
We're just giving you a call this morning to hopefully brighten your day a little bit.
Just a little
bit.
Do you want to go see Guy Sebastian?
Oh my God, you're joking.
Yeah,
well,
we
did
are.
Register.
Classic gags. It's Joke Friday.
Okay, thank God.
You did register at hit.com.au and you told us in 25 words or less why you wanted to see Guy. And, well, India, we want to send you.
Congrats, India.
Oh my God, you guys are awesome. Oh my God.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You have our last double pass to go see Guy Sebastian live next month at the Griffith Regional Theatre.
Oh, this is a great reaction. No, we're very happy for you. And, you know, your answer touched us a bit. You're obviously working very hard and working out at Darlington Point.
Oh,
and
my God.
When's the last time you spoiled yourself?
Probably about 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I work sort of two jobs, and my mother-in-law, God bless her, as much as I love her, she's not well, so my husband had to stop work and look after her. And yeah, so we've been doing a little bit tough, but yeah, oh my God, well, yeah, so 3 years ago.
India, this means that you just need to take one night off for yourself, get your hubby out and about as well, and go see Guy Sebastian live.
Oh, I can't believe this. Oh my God, I think I need to pinch myself.
Oh, India, that's great. But you don't, by the way, you don't have to take your husband.
Yeah, no, you can take whoever you want.
You can take whoever you want. Would you take a friend or your husband?
Oh my God, I just can't believe it.
As long as you go, we're happy. Take me if you want.
God, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem at all, India. I hope your day has been brightened a little bit. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your day at work.
Thank you so much.
You deserve it, India. You definitely deserve it.
And also, we still have a meet and greet to go. We will be giving that away later on this morning.
You've got a 1 in 10 chance of winning India, so that will make your your Friday even better. But
oh, my God, I'm not joking. I'll be running up and down like a crazy person.
Well, stay by your phone, because probably in the next half an hour or so, we'll be announcing that too.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. Oh, my God. You guys are awesome.
It's
oh, my God.
Our absolute pleasure. It really is, India.
Congrats, India. Have a great day.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
No problem at all. That is our last double pass, but we still have a meet and greet to go. If we can fit it in this morning, we will do it live to air.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Sam is currently down at the Collier & Miller Expo sale. We'll catch up with him in just a minute. But if you are like me and you are a Virgin Mobile customer, you could be in the dark at the moment, but it looks like Virgin Mobile will no longer be within the next 2 years. So basically yesterday, the company came out. Now, Virgin, by the way, is owned by Optus, if you didn't know that. They're a subsidiary of Optus, and they no longer will be, pretty much. So Optus and Virgin came out yesterday saying, hey guys, we're pulling the plug on Virgin Mobile, and we are going to be shutting down 36 Virgin Australia stores. Now, it's not just the stores that are going to be closing. The actual mobile network itself will be shutting down as well. So if you're currently a Virgin Mobile customer, there's no detail specifics on what will happen to you and your contract. But apparently Optus will be contacting all of their members within the next week or two. Now, they put a statement up on their website yesterday that pretty much said, yesterday we spoke to our teams in the Virgin Australia stores and Virgin Australia teams around Australia and told them that we would be shutting down all the stores. Now, half their staff are supposed to be going over and transitioning to Optus stores, but it does mean that there will be quite a few job losses. On top of that, they also said there will be clarification for customers as to what they will be able to do about their Virgin Mobile plans coming within the next week. So currently, Virgin Mobile customers are in limbo. There's no set in stone, yes, this is what's going to happen, no, that's what's going to happen. The idea, though, from what I understand at the moment, is that you will be ported to Optus. So you'll go from being a Virgin Mobile customer to an Optus customer. Now, this apparently won't be forced. You will have a choice of getting out of your contract or porting over to Optus. I don't know if that means that your plans are going to change. I don't know what that means if you currently have a mobile on a contract. No one really does. And apparently more will be out next week. As soon as it comes to light, I'll let you know what apparently is going on. But hey, look, Optus isn't that bad anyway. If you port it over, who knows, maybe they'll give you an extra awesome deal. Fingers crossed, at least for me.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
What a way to end our R&B Friday this week, right?
It's got us up and about.
Now, if you just checked out your Facebook, you would have seen we went live because we wanted to make sure that you saw that this is random. We went live, we pulled a number out of a box.
From our last 10 Guy Sebastian winners. We had another amazing one today, India, just literally minutes ago.
And we pulled a number out, which is very random. We've put random numbers on people's names.
I wanted to choose my favourite number. I wasn't allowed.
No. And that was because we want to give a meet and greet.
In June 2018.
It's Guy Sebastian here.
Guy Sebastian is coming.
This is more in this bloodstone.
Presented by HIT.
That is right. Guy Sebastian is coming to the Griffith Regional Theatre next month.
Tuesday, the 12th of June.
We've been we've been giving away double passes for the past 2 weeks. And on Monday, we announced that we also had a meet and greet.
Yes.
So you could meet Guy Sebastian and before the show.
We weren't allowed to use it ourselves.
No, unfortunately not.
So we have to give it to one of you.
And so that's what we thought we would do. Now, we did go Facebook Live, like I just said, pulled a number out of a hat, and we have...
It was a very short Facebook Live video, but we did it anyway.
We have our winner on the phone with us right now. She doesn't know necessarily that she's a winner. I'm not sure. Hey, Denise.
Hi.
How have you been?
I am so excited.
I don't know if you can hear us when your phone line's down.
Oh,
you can.
Okay.
So, Denise, you won, I think it was Monday, a double pass?
I can't. Yes, I think it was.
Yeah. It's all been a whirlwind anyway. and you won it with you and your son who's just started singing lessons, I believe?
Yes, he has been so excited listening to you every morning, waiting and so excited wanting to start this to meet Guy Sebastian.
Oh, so he wasn't happy.
To be he so wasn't, excited.
Sorry, but he wasn't content with just the tickets?
He was.
All right, Claire, we're beating this one. I'm kidding.
Icing on the cake.
Definitely. Denise, when we called you on Monday, I know that your son was very excited. He was luckily home at the time. I'm assuming he's probably at school now.
I just dropped him at school,
Okay, well, you and your son are going to go meet Guy Sebastian live before the show. On the day of.
Congratulations,
Denise.
I'm
so happy. I can't wait to tell him and pick him up from school. That is awesome. Thank you so much, guys. You're awesome to do it for us.
It's our absolute pleasure. But speaking of which, can you do us a massive favour?
Yes.
Can you please video record his reaction and send it in to us? And we'd love to share it on our Facebook page.
Oh, I'd love to do that. That'd be awesome. Yeah,
I can't wait for him to find out as well. Hopefully there are no other kids in the car that are going to tell him throughout the day. Fingers crossed.
Oh, I hope so.
Also, by the way, if these singing lessons for him go somewhere and inspiration to see Guy Sebastian and he becomes like a massive superstar, can you make sure it all comes back to us?
You guys introduced him. No worries.
Yeah. We'll take it. Thank you.
Well, Denise, congratulations again.
Oh, my God.
And
thank
I hope you,
you
and
so
your son
much.
Have a fantastic time seeing Guy Sebastian live.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Can't wait.
No problem at all. Denise, stay on the phone for us. We've got to get a few details off you. But that is it for our winners. Meet and greet done. All our tickets done.
A big, massive 2 weeks it's been.
I know, right? Guy Sebastian, though, will be coming here next month. I believe there are single seats still available.
Yes, of course, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll try and get some more freebies. We'll talk about that off air. But hey guys, that is it for us for your R&B Friday. Monday on the show though, Sam.
I don't even know what we're talking about. It's a big weekend coming up actually. It's the last weekend before our our Stars of Griffith Dance for Cancer.
Oh, it's also the last day to get tickets,
by the way.
So make sure you head to 123tix.com.au, type in Griffith, it'll come up.
But today, midnight tonight.
Today is the last day to get those tickets. Mm. Also, I'm heading to Canberra for the weekend.
You are. All right, see ya.
Thanks, yeah. So I'll tell you more about that on Monday. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.